Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 33 degrees.
KEHVUW, monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
PA3KSF. Sorry, listening.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. Thank you.
KSA-DTZ, KSA-DTZ, stop flying.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.
WAW. WAW, WAW. W8NSC from W8FU. What's a shaking? Still down in... No, you're up here. That's right. Never mind. How are things?
Just pulled out of the station. Was finishing up with the radio reprogramming on my Kenwood, but I finally got the template back in my state for 13 of them that I had to have re-templated, so deloaded.
You are quite popcorny. I heard something about you're just leaving the station, something about Kenwoods and needing retemplating. That's about the gist of it.
Yeah, that might be better now. I was going down the street in the bowl. So. No, I had to have 12 of them, 13 of them retemplated because we updated our templates. And then, of course, when you retemplate them, blow it into the radio, it blows all the keys out of it, so now I have to have all 13 of them keys, but the county will come down and do it, and it's done. So. And then we are all ready for encryption.
When you retemplate the Kenwoods, it blows out the keys? That's a problem. Man, that's a real problem for, for you it's not so bad. One agency just handle, you know, a finite number of radios, but, you know, I'm looking at thousands of radios, man. That would be a nightmare trying to pull in Detroit for their keys and the state for their keys and the keys that we can do, and it's already a nightmare. I'm doing it right now for Warren. The week after, I think, 18th anyhow, so I think it's the week after. I got all the parties coming to my shop. So if you want to get on that gravy train, I'm going to have all the parties there.
The good thing is our county bought two of them. Dispatch has one, and then that is doing it out of emergency management. That's not an issue. But I have a feeling the guy that did my template, I think he checked a bad box because... The keys were in the radio in the water truck, and when I put the new template in, it blew them out. And it was working fine with the template that was in there. So I don't know if you check the box and it blew ever to blow it out when you get a new template, which is very possible. But I don't know if they need to make some type of change to fix that.
I'll ask the RPU. I'll ask if that's a thing. Maybe it was just an error on their part or something. But that would not be good. We got all of our keys, and we've even got a number of keys that are shared by us in Detroit and us in the state. We have state keys as well, but there are certain keys But I don't think that's going to affect you. These would be for, like, special operations and stuff. And, you know, if you're specifically looking for Detroit Special Ops, which I don't think you'd be looking for, they got to come up. You know, they're the only ones that hold those keys. And the same thing goes for the state with some of their specific, you know, state special operations units.
Yeah, you know, about the main process is going to get here rather shortly. Yeah, that's been a nightmare trying to touch all the radios, all the undercover teams and everything. It's been a project I've been involved in. It.
All right, well, if you're going to need anything special from Detroit or the state, I mean, obviously, I think you should be able to work something out with the state, I would think. But it's a matter of sometimes just coordinating it and having a place, and our place is going to be, we're going to be doing it. So, but if you don't have a need for any of those specialty ones that you can't do, then you got it covered. We can do 99%, but there's, especially on the LEO side, there's just some we can't do, and rightfully so, you know.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So my next project is working on getting that APS 7500 to get the multi-key so it can do the all the keys and get that re-squared away. We're going to put that as a second radio base. So we have two radios for the radio. Take it off scan and monitor two different pockets at the same time. Go from there, but I got to get it. I got to get it flashed up to... It needs a new flash, basically. I got to work on that. That's my next part of the project. Did I lose you there?
Hold on a sec. I got to make a phone call. Okay. I have returned.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying... I got that one APX 7500, the 800 VHF one that I got to get somehow reflashed for all the algorithms. It doesn't have the firmware. It's only got the AEP, but not the multi-key and all the rest of them. So that's the next part of my project is getting that taken care of. So we're going to put that radio in the radio office as a second unit so you can monitor a different talk group and not take the scan away from the one that comes to the office.
Yeah, it's such a scam. Motorola could make it so much easier if they just eliminate multi-key. What's the point? If you're getting encryption, you want multi-key. Just, you know, just add a small fee to the, you know, to the price of each of the encryption algorithms or something, and just include multi-key, for God's sakes. It causes so much trouble because these salesmen trying to sharpen their pencil and get a couple of dollars saved, oh, I'll leave out multi-key, and then they screw you over. Ed is particularly bad at that. He's kept us over so many times because he leaves multi-key out. We've told him repeatedly, every encrypted radio has to have multi-key and the full suite. It's just, don't even, there's, you know, there's just, from now on, when you say encryption, there's no longer a smorgasbord or a checkbox. It's just, I want encryption. That means all three logarithms and multi-key. I don't know why the hell they do that. And it's all virtual. You know, it's like, it's them just trying to fleece everything. You know what is in fact multi-key? It's a flag in the radio. There's no hardware. It's just a little software flag. So just come on. That drives me up the wall.
Oh, yeah, and trying to do it on that 7500 because it's end of life. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get what I need. That's where the problem is. So that's what I'm going to start digging on now. I got a quote back from Motorola. It's about $1,100, but she's probably just going to tell it to you. But you got to do this. It is what it is.
$1,100 just for multi-key?
Yeah. That's what I said. And I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous.
That's an APX, or is it a, that's an APX, right?
Yep, 7500.
All right, I got an order in for a whole bunch of multi-key, and I think I might have one surplus. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I may have one surplus, and I got it significantly less than that. It was just that, you know, I counted up the number, but one of them ended up getting done another way, so now I think I'm going to have one extra. I can check on that when I get into the shop. If you shoot me a reminder or something, email or something like that, if you're interested.
Oh, definitely interested. I'll shoot you a text tomorrow as a reminder. So, yeah, it's significantly less than that. Yeah, definitely. So, all right, well, I'm pulling back in the driveway here. I got to go in and start doing this and stop the podcast. Good to talk. You got to get together and, you know.
Catch you later. W8NFP.
All right, Nick. Yeah, I multi-key might be model specific. In fact, I'm kind of thinking it is, but if it's not, and I got a surplus one, we can work something out and save you some money. If not, you know, we'll see. But all right, anyhow, talk to you later. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees.
W8FU.
You sound like you have a lot of energy for somebody who lost an hour of sleep last night.
Did we? Yeah, we did. On a little road trip, a little adventure. I think I'm going to stop and get myself a cold brew here at A Square.
Had to kill the other side there for a second on these dual receive radios. Yeah, I heard you earlier talking, and, you know, sound like you're heading by the office there, and it's like, yeah, he's got some energy if he's going by the office today. So, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. But now that I'm here, I'd say good afternoon, and it's like, what, 50 degrees out already?
According to my... it's 50 where I'm at, and I am not going to the office. I am going in the completely opposite direction, Ann Arbor, with an hour and 31 to go.
Well, you picked a fine day to do it, that's for sure, whether it's work or personal or whatever. It's really none of my business. I just thought with what I heard earlier, you're talking about radio stuff and so on and so forth. But anyway, what do I know? I'm about as smart as 488 sometimes. But anyway, I just thought I'd say good afternoon, and yeah, I kind of cheated yesterday. I didn't do much. I kind of slept through the day, so when it came time...
All right, well, I think my note is flaking out a little bit because you were breaking up there, so...
Went to Starbucks first thing this morning, had a coffee, and just relaxed. Actually read a magazine and killed that was about it, so...
Something got 3 bars and 5 G's, so should be okay, but just got off the freeway here.
Heard you out there.
Where am I?
No, you're driving all the way out there.
I have no idea, although the arrow says stadium. If I turn right, apparently I'll get to the stadium.
W8RCY.
So I don't know what road this is I just got off on, but man, they've had to stop here at the light for a long time.
I think we doubled because I had to switch... receive radio. I had to shut the other side off because it was noisy, and then I think we just keyed up on each other.
I don't know. What I do know is...
the I-94 East ramp, then merge onto I-94 East.
Why would I do that? All right. Anyhow, I got to keep an eye peeled for where I'm going. I'm looking for the Starbucks. I'm going to get myself a road. I will be back in here in a couple of minutes. W8FU.
All right, well, copy that. You know, focus on your driving, get your coffee, head west,
even though I hear it saying go east. But all right, I'm already confused, and I'm just listening to your GPS there in the background. So I'll let you concentrate, and we'll be around listening throughout the day. W8RCY, take care.
And what's really confusing me is why my GPS is telling me to get on 94 towards Detroit. And that's bothersome. All right, anyhow, I'm trying to deal with this. Well, it's Ann Arbor, what do you expect? Nothing but a bunch of goofballs out here anyhow.
M14 is closed between I-75 and Sheldon Road today.
W8FSM, KBWR. W8FSM, KBWR.
Sean, did you hear my comment?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near there. I'm down on 90. I'm just trying to get craziness down here. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I'll be back in a few. I do appreciate it, though, but I'm not going anywhere near, though, there.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's here.
Yeah, sorry. Work on Mayville. Just grabbed the handheld and Fred wanted me to see if I could get in. So, sorry, guys. Keep it up here.
That's okay, Hall. You do what you gotta do.
I figured you'd see things my way.
Do I have a choice?
Nope. You know, I'm working on Peter stuff.
All right, will you play with your Peter? Off the highway here to get myself a cold brew.
Why do you keep breaking up? Keep it up, Stavir.
Okay, I'm mostly back.
Keep it up, Stavir.
Oh, shit. I was on VHF. All right, here's me on UHF. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You sound a little low, but, Sean sounded okay before.
I'm on the laptop, that's why. I'm yelling at you, and I'm over on the VHF port. I'm like, damn it, that's probably why you're not answering me. All right, this one's working. Let me switch over to 700.
Am I melodious?
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Oh, did you get a battery alarm, Fred? Sean, I think we lost Fred.
All right, Jeff, are you trying the Mayville?
Can you hear me now?
Well, I heard you on analog on ham, but what about try over on Mayville GMRS?
Didn't know I was supposed to go to GMRS. I thought we were talking here.
Oh, I must not have queued up. I said, yeah, switch over to GMRS for me. Let me try that one.
Check checks out there if you need a radio check.
Right.
Roger.
Did you get a battery alarm, Fred?
Oy.
Please be quiet.
Yeah, it's not, we're not immune from it here, but most people are like, you know, why would I go through all the trouble of getting my license and buying equipment just to be stupid? So most of the time it stays pretty clean up here. But, you know, that cancer, it tends to, you know, it starts in other bands and starts to creep its way up. You never know where it's going to land.
Well, I'm up in the early morning hours, and if I've got a radio on, I occasionally do hear a GMRS or key up on this band. And I look at the radio, and I'm locked in on this band. I mean, I have the dual band. Like right now, the other side is completely locked out, and I'm looking at it, and I go, did I just hear somebody do a GMRS call on this band? Sure enough, it's one of the newbies. So they buy all these Baofangs and they put GMRS in them, and they keep forgetting that the hams are already in it, and you do stupid key-ups. Well, people are going to make mistakes, especially noobs. So usually once or twice, figure it out. Then you join the, I got my battle scar, old crew. Anywho, where am I at? Now, I have no idea where I'm at. I don't know if I'm, it says stadium, so I guess I'm Ann Arbor-ish. Yeah, okay, it looks like I'm just coming up, we're 14, and so I'm west, just west of Ann Arbor. Looks like we're 14 and 94 come together.
Well, I know Stadium Boulevard will take you right to the stadium. A couple of old nightclubs back in the 80s. And that's about my memories of Stadium Boulevard. So, all right, well, I'll let you focus. I'll let you concentrate in peace and quiet. And we'll let Fred have his fun over on the other side. Again, drive safe. W8RCY.
You still in here, Phil? 88TR from W8FU. Man, did that coffee cost me. My ETA was 2:52. I stopped to get that coffee, and now it's 3:07. If I'd have known that, I would have foregone the coffee. That's what I get for stopping in Ann Arbor.
K4ZYQ. You still out there, Sean?
Yes. Yes, I am. What's shaking?
Just ate my lunch and was watching the Michigan State basketball game. Boy, State is beating the heck out of Michigan. But is it just me, or is there a hum on the repeater today? I'm on the 2.5. 2.6.
I have no idea. I am on a personal node, and I am the other side of Ann Arbor, so I have no idea what you're listening to. Sounds like you're on the 2.6. Somebody on the 2.6 would have to answer that question. Although I was on the 2.6 as recently as an hour or two ago, and I noticed nothing unusual.
So you're enjoying your drive at least with, at least it's 51 here and sunny it seems like. So you've got a reasonable temperature with a good sunshine I would think over there too.
Yeah, sunny blue sky, some poofy clouds here and there, but very, very light. Temperature says 54 already. And I got to go to Kalamazoo, so great day to do it. I was going to take tomorrow off and do it tomorrow, but then all the stars aligned and everything, and I'm going to get it knocked out today. So, yeah, it's only a little over 2 hours, not that big a deal.
Well, you picked a good day, you know, weather-wise, sunshine. I got an aunt, when you mentioned Kalamazoo, I got an aunt over there that's still living at home with her daughter not far away, 98 years old. Talk about longevity.
She must have had a good physical therapist. But, yeah, there you go. My grandparents on my father's side were like that. And my father was, even though he went at 80, which I consider young for his side of the family, his was probably military-related. So he had that, he worked in shipyards and he was a machinist mate in the mold asbestos-filled destroyers, World War II, so. And he had, guess what, mesothelioma, so not a surprise. And he was the poster child for that whole thing. So he got to 80. He was quite pleased with that. He was torpedoed in the Sunda Straits in 1940, early 43, and while he was in the water and people were getting picked off by sharks and stuff and burning and all that stuff, as a 17-year-old, he signed up early, year-old kid, he asked God to let him make it to 30. He said, just let me make it to 30. So he told me on his deathbed when he was 80 dying, and he says, he goes, I got 50 years I didn't count on.
Can't you force you like you, ain't that true? Well, my aunt, I just told you about 98, she turned that 98 last November. Her mother, my aunt, my grandma, obviously, she lived to be 82. And that was rough years back then when they were young, my grandmother. I mean, they had to work hard for a living and didn't have all the amenities we got now, you know, even with robots that could vacuum your floor up, you know, stuff like that. But anyhow, yeah, longevity. If you're lucky to have the right genes and you don't turn on any of those genes that are bad and you stay away from things that could shorten your life, that definitely helps. Not to knock or judge anybody that smokes cigarettes, but my whole family did, but I didn't. So maybe that's why I'm still around and only one brother left. You never know. Back to you.
Yep, you never know. All right, Joe, I know the guys are working on the repeaters. They were over on the DMRS side. They may want to come back in here for some stuff, so I'm not going to tie it up too terribly long. But good hearing you. You sound good out here, and I'm going to just continue along my way. I will be chiming back in here from time to time. And But right now I'm going to get to my cold brew and check my ETA and all that good stuff. W8FU after yours.
Sean, well, if they're checking any of them out, they need me to chime in because my system, as you know, doesn't have the outside antenna for any distortion or wind or whatever. You know, it's pretty stationary and pretty much usually the same most all the time. So if they want to get a base station that's not interrupted by travel or whatever, they're welcome to holler if I'm listening. I'll get out there for a benchmark or something. They use somebody. But anyhow, 73, safe travels. Safe travels home. Have a great day. KE4ZYQ, going to be clear.
Sean. W8FU, K8DB.
8 Boogie Boogie from W8 Fancy Underpants. Yo, yo.
Wherefore art thou?
That's a really good question. Exit 147 Race Road on I-94, about 76 miles, 1 hour and 3 minutes from my destination.
Just checking. I was wondering if you were on your way back yet, but I guess looking at the time, that would be an aggressive trip.
Yeah, it's, right when I jumped in the car, it said it was 2 hours, 20 minutes. And then and I was on schedule to get there just a little before 3, and then I stopped and got a cold brew in Ann Arbor, and that took me back. Now I'm getting there just after 3. So I lost about 10, 15 minutes just stopping for that cold brew. I don't mind losing 5, but that seemed excessive. But anyhow, guy seems pretty cool. I checked him out. We are like-minded individuals. He's a retired vet. Seems pretty cool. We had quite a bit of conversation back and forth. I asked him, you know, what his reason, you know, because there's some people don't like the KEF sound. You know, they have a distinct thing, and or was it something else? And he said, no, I love the KEF sound. He says, just upgraded to the reference ones. Oh, okay.
Well, good. Yeah, if that's not an endorsement of the house sound, I don't know what one is. So, all right, well, I won't keep you. I just thought I'd poke at you and see where you were. So drive safe. Excited for you. Give me a jingle when you think you're getting home, or whatever, I don't know. Get them unpacked. Hook them up, listen to them. I was going to, oh, before I let you go, I was going to ask, do you, does the Weim, the WIIM streamer thing, does that have balanced output XLR, or is that just single-ended RCA output from that to the Hagel if you were doing an analog?
I do not recall seeing XLR on it. I obviously haven't had a lot of time to putz with it, but I thought it was RCA out if you're going audio. So unbalanced.
Okie dokie. All right. Yeah, you probably only need that if you're doing if you're using the phono stage in that to the Hagel. Because, of course, if you're going to stream, then you'll use a digital thing for the DAC. So, okay. All right. Well, I won't. I'll let you go. My client thing this afternoon is not happening, so I got a little flexibility, but we're going to go find some lunch. But I'm excited for you. Be safe. W8FU K8BB.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how these two things kind of all fell into place, you know, right place, right time. Because I certainly didn't do bad. I can decide either one that wasn't for me, and I will do no worse for wear. So I consider myself, you know, we'll see when I get out here. Guy sounds great. I have no reason to believe. They're like 3 months old. They're plump. And he liked them so much, he upgraded to the reference series. So, yeah, okay. But I feel quite fortunate that things fall into place like they did. And all right, well, we'll talk more.
Yeah, well, you're doing very well. You're doing super well. So, all right, we'll catch you in a bit. I'll run upstairs. K8BB.
AB8TR from W8FU.
W8FM mobile grambling.
Is that the big nothing, grand blank?
Could be Tony.
Although it's not that kind of blank, it's more the blank, so wouldn't that be big white? The big white one?
Yes, it's Grand Blanc, you know, we're in Grand Blanc.
Well, did you get what you needed to get, God?
Yeah, we put a wise box in it, Mayville, and Jeff changed out a switch, and we did some cabling changes. So because we went, the Raspberry Pi running ham voice still there for the ham UHF and the CMRS. They were on the same Pi, and it was running old ham voice code. So I'm like, yeah, we need to put a wise box in there, so it's just at that.
Yeah, I got to get a wise box done up on ASL3 and replace the main 2.6 with that. I logged into it last night to putz with it, and it was still running ASL2. So I got to get that one upgraded. I got to get a wise box in for the 675 Macomb, and I got to get an RSS box in at Bruce. Anywhere I got the Quantars, I run an RSX Weiss box, so I can run the RSS, which is quite handy. But check your PM for me. I'm brain farting on the IP addresses for Bruce and Mount Clemens. I know I could dig around and find them. I looked quickly, and I couldn't. And I think I got everything, although I probably should know the PDUs as well. But anyhow, take a look at the PM when you get a chance.
You didn't see me at all.
I'll double check, but I could have swore I did. And even at-threaded you.
You don't do an at-press on a PM. be hearing it too in a channel somewhere, maybe, and not a track.
Is it a slack?
Yeah, but if you go to my our direct back and forth, because the last message I had with MU is a couple days ago.
Hold on, let me see what I see here without getting pulled over for distracted driving. What's that? Huh. Last thing is you saying, well, what the hell?
Yeah, like I said, the last time we, our PM was on February 14th. I said, he said, thank you, and I said, well, like, I don't have anything for you.
I even asked you after you didn't respond back. So where in the hell did I send that?
Well, this is nice. I got a Kiana Hog swerving left, right, left, right around the center line behind me.
All right. Well, I have no idea, but I'm positive. I sent you a detailed list of all the stuff I had and the ones that I still needed, and then I, it was late last night, and then I sent, and when I didn't get you, I heard you out there, I saw you, so I sent an at Fred, and, I mean, it even found you. As soon as I put the at, you pop right up, and I clicked you. I'm going to have to go home and see what in the hell, because I don't see it on my phone, and you're obviously not seeing it, so, what the hell? It is just, I was just inquiring about the IPs for, I just want to, you know, basically what I need is, you know, I want all the IPs for the stuff I'm at all the sites. I think I've got everything at Richmond, three pieces, although I could probably use the PDU information. I don't know. I got mixed emotions on that. You don't want to be bugged. There's only two pieces that, no, only one piece at Warren right now. Warren 2, that is. And I got that. I pretty much got everything. I think the only thing I can't find right offhand is the 675 ham VoIP and the Bruce FBI machine. But I'll check that when I get home.
Okay, yeah, because usually for PDU, it's like that, and I can't wait to see that smart.
Oh, you were noisy that time.
I'm coming up to 69. Let me see if I can switch over. What am I on? I'm on Holly. Let me switch to, I'm going to be driving towards Lapeers. Let me go to Holly. Or to Mabel.
Yeah, it'll probably work. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, we got that weird hole. You know, we need, you would think Holly would fill the hole pretty good, but, we got that weird hole. Hard to fill in there.
Well, here's 2600. How's this one?
Sound real good there.
Yeah, I should have probably switched this one. Pulled out of driveway, I should have switched it to 600, so. The problem is I'm driving away from Flint, so as I get noisy onto Flint, I'll have to switch, I'll then switch back over to Mayville.
Say 600, you mean Warren?
No, Flint, 4.6, 4444, 600.
Ah, okay, roger. Gotcha. Anyhow, that one you're sounding really good on. So where in the hell am I at? Well, I'm still 50 minutes out. Michigan Avenue. Chris, Michigan Avenue exit on 94 to Chicago occurs quite often.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we should put a overseer for Mayville.
4.6. And I'm coming up to M15, so. Yeah, so I was helping home. My dad called, said, don't freak out just because you see my icon going towards the hospital. My finger's blown up, and I'm So they're right where they did the surgery 2 weeks ago. So mom's taking him to ER right now. They probably got the infection spiked again, and that, or they didn't get enough of the bone, infected bone out. So I was helping Hope. My dad called, and then I got started getting the high temp alarm on high CPU temps, and I got a room temp alarm. I'm like, oh, great. It's like 56 degrees out or whatever it is. I bet you the air conditioner in the server room's not working right.
Yeah, well, Pops is in the car with you now. I'll tell him take care of that. And hello, we're going to have to get together and do tacos again. It's been a while.
So we should put her over here in Flint for Mayville, Fred.
No, Mom was taking him. He was just saying, because he knows I have a screen up that usually shows cars moving, you know, where all of our APRS trackers are. And he's like, yeah, your mom's taking me up to the hospital. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead, John.
He said, Fred, we should put her remote receiver for Mayville in Flint.
I just need to remember that I keep forgetting 4.6 is there, so I should have just flipped. When I got in the truck, I should have flipped over to that instead of Holly.
It's really easy to do. We already got her RTCM in Mayville, so.
I was actually thinking of Lapeer, Jeff, for Mayville, because I can hear it full scale. It'd be nice to, well, we'll see when I get there. Like, from my office on the east side of Lapeer, I'm into it just fine, but when I get in downtown Lapeer or driving through Lapeer, I guess Jeff or Sean said I was noisy the last time. So I'm thinking if we put one actually in Lapeer, it'd be better.
Just have to find a spot. We don't know any hams in Lapeer, do we?
Well, it wouldn't matter. The backhaul to Lapeer is down right now from Burnside, so yeah.
Oh, ma'am. Wish you reminded me, I would have went out there.
Well, you kind of had a what you wanted to do today list going, so I wasn't, you know.
I was already halfway there.
Hey, Fred, I need to, and I've mentioned this before, I just haven't got on it, but I really got to get on that RTCM for the MTR for you know the RSTC group. I've been sitting on that entirely too long, so I know you've done it a bunch of times. So I need to not reinvent the wheel and get your notes and all that stuff and all that good stuff. I think Paul's got them all kind of like ready to go and online or something, so they can be logged in the remotely, but I got to do the physical interfacing and all that good stuff, so we got to get together on that so I can knock that out shortly here.
Yeah, because I got a box of stuff to go to my Fountain Plumbing in Sterling Heights that's ready to go install too, so there's just not enough damn time in the day. Doesn't help if we buy golf, we keep buying company.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that Heliax, or that, I should say, Radiax. Well, the X actually, Paul. And then those AstroTax, you know, they're not hurting anything where they're at, so we'll get those. And I got to get all that equipment for Richmond that Paul's got. But I've been meaning to talk to everybody. Set us all, we need to sit all down, break some bread, and talk about what the best use of that would be, because I'm thinking the best use of that multi-coupler combiner and window filter. I think I might have a much better use for it, but you know, I'd want to talk to everybody, and you'd have to agree.
All right, I'm in Lapeer now. Here's me on needle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You sound fine. Sean's louder than you are, though.
Well, that's not a server issue. That's a RTCM alignment issue. Uh-oh, it looks like Paul's all showered and clean. And, yeah, Sean, we all need to sit down and have something. Catch up. I mean, we haven't done lunch in a while, so let's sit down and brainstorm our plan for the year.
I think that changes my Road. I think you just go to James Township.
Yeah, because if Ben's going to pick Paul up right now, then yeah, they'll probably want to head to James and do that. Because they don't really need you at the other site.
Well, if you're going to be in Lapeer, you could run out there to Burnside.
I don't have keys to Burnside, so no, I can't.
You don't take your keys with you?
I have my work keys with me, and that's about it.
Alrighty. Give it a stir.
WAFFF 69 eastbound.
W8FU, 94 westbound. Although I'm not far from 69 eastbound as well.
Are you that far north?
No, this is the part, this is where 69 drops down and cuts across 94.
I'm confused. I didn't think 69 went south. I thought it, once it hit Port Huron, that was it.
Oh no, 69 runs all the way to Lansing, and then it hooks and goes down, you know, just shy of Kalamazoo. Runs through, I don't know if it goes through Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and there's plans for it all the way down to Corpus Christi. I know there are parts of it you can see when you're, when I used to run out to Texas, you can see future 69 on, because there is no highway from Texarkana down to Houston. You either got to go way further west to Dallas and then come back on 35, I think it is, or you got to take two-lane highways and all sorts of crazy stuff. Or you got to drop all the way down like New Orleans or Baton Rouge or something like that and take 10 across. So there's no real way, like if you were taking, if you were running out to Texarkana, you know, then make a beeline for, and 69 is going to be that, it's going to be that, that road that'll get you down there. But it's going to run all the way down in the southern, you know, in the Houston and beyond.
You're over on the, I know, okay, I thought you were home. I didn't realize you were over, way over on the other side of Lansing.
I'm just about, let's see here, I don't know, I'm not far from the, 69-94 interchange, and about I'm about 40 miles out of Kalamazoo.
Yeah, you're by Marshall. You're by one of my offices, so I know where you're at. I thought you were home, John. I didn't realize you were mobile.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, yeah. The beauteous, the wonderful all-star.
You know, that's why you're louder than normal, because you're on your simplex mode.
You called it, downtown Marshall, this exit.
Yep, get off there, hang a left, go through downtown, go through the, they have an awesome roundabout with a fountain and a park in the middle of it. I love that. I was there 2 Wednesdays ago. Dad was with me. Dad went with me there, what, 2 Wednesdays ago now?
Yep, this ain't a bad ride. Yeah, it's about 2 hours. It's at 2 hours and 18 minutes from Portal to, well, to where I'm going. The guy is in Kalamazoo proper, so that's not bad, you know. Yeah. Anywhere that's an hour and a half is no big deal. 2 hours is just a little past that. So, seems farther than it is. It's weird, too, because, you know, Grand Rapids takes me a little bit longer, so. But Kalamazoo, a couple hours, I'm there.
Yeah, if I'm coming from home, I just get on 69 and go west. But when I pick Dad up, which I've done twice now, I take 23 down to 94, just cut across 94 like that to get to Marshalls or Battle Creek there. Got offices in Battle Creek, too, and Hastings, so. Yeah, I've done the 90, it is. Just picked him up 2 Wednesdays ago. I picked Dad up and we went and did that.
Roger. All right, I'm coming up on 69 here. 69 Lansing, Fort Wayne. I'm going to see if there's a, I'm going to check my phone, see if there's a stop I can shake the weasel at. I'll be back. Well, there's cold water, that'll help me. W8FT, I'll be back.
Alright, I'm in downtown with here, so. W8FT down.
ABATR from W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
K8BB from W8FU.
Well, did you get him?
Oh, did I? Couldn't pass it up. Anyhow, I mean, all the box, the original packing, the receipt, they were purchased just 3 months ago, so unfilled out warranty cards, so I can in for the warranty and all that stuff, so as new, nice guy, and threw in some high-end internet speaker cables, some of them ones that I'd be unwilling to splurge on, which was a real nice little bonus, and the stands, and wants me to turn right. I'm a little freaked out by that. Why would it want me to turn right? Okay, well, I'm going to trust it.
Where'd you have to go for him? And, I was kind of not really paying attention when you were talking earlier.
Kazoo!
Hell, you made good time then.
Yeah, when I left the house, well, I was sitting in the driveway, it said 2 hours, 18 minutes, and when I hit punched home in the GPS sitting in his driveway, it said 2 hours and 17 minutes, so there you go.
Hi, business. This is N8NM at 402.
W8FU, Mobile, Kalamazoo. I gotta say, I think I'm very fortunate. This is for a couple of three reasons. And you know, now the only thing you could say that, you know, these kind of things warrant demoing normally, but given the circumstances, I can't lose.
And anymore, is there that much variation off the plant floor, unit to unit? Probably not. Everything's so tight nowadays compared to what it used to be. So if you know what you're getting and it powers on, then there's really not a whole lot of need to go further unless you want to.
Did I drop out?
Yeah, I think maybe for a minute.
All right. No, I was just saying, I think, this has been something I've been just kind of like half thinking about, and it all just kind of like rocketed from half to full tilt very quickly. And I just think that given the circumstances, I'm pretty fortunate.
Nothing wrong with that.
I also, it occurred to me, I was thinking long and hard about how is it, I happen to fall into, these particular deals. And that's because I leave myself flexible to any number of deals, right? There could have been two or three other ways it could have shook out had something else, appeared at the right time. So, I gave myself some options, but pretty happy. All right, anyhow, enough on all that. I just got on the freeway. I'm going to check the map and the computer and all that stuff and see what my situation looks like here. But looks like I'll be home at 6:15. Groove.
Nothing quite like grooving on a Sunday afternoon, after all. All right, I'll let you get to driving. Just kind of reading some crap here. Catch you later, NA10M. Crap reading.
Uh-huh. Dalvis, wait up. Man, why are there eat more chicken signs on both sides of the highway, but yet there isn't an eat more chicken place? Oh, they're closed on Sundays anyhow, aren't they?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it don't matter, they ain't open today anyhow.
Yeah, I forgot about that. No, but there was just at our Calhoun County, Battle Creek, and both sides of the road, eat more chicken, billboards, both targeting the eastbound traffic. No sign of a Chick-fil-A at the next exit. I don't know, maybe the next one, I don't know. Or maybe they're just trying to plant the seed in your head. I don't know.
Yeah, let me look it up here, and we'll see. Come on, where's my homepage? There we are.
What in the hell is going on a Sunday afternoon? We're down to 50 miles an hour in the hammer lane on 94. And the slow lane is actually overtaking us. Well, I got Lee's famous recipe chicken.
Okay, there's one in Battle Creek. One in Jackson, maybe that's what they're trying to get you.
All right, they're just trying to get you all prepped. I'm just coming into Battle Creek now, and Jackson, of course, is along the way, too. Oh, I just passed a sign that said, let's hit this next exit. Might have been here, but what a... there anyhow, because it's Sunday.
Yeah, I remember coming back from somewhere down south once, and we ran into the signs, and Pam likes Chick-fil-A. It's all right. The pickles are good, but... anyway, she really likes it, so she's getting all excited, and we're, like, counting the mile markers and stuff like that, and then we get there, and it's Sunday.
Jesus says no chicken for you on Sunday, damn it. You can eat it every other day but Sunday.
That's right. Eat more chicken, except on Sunday.
It's God's will to have you eat at the Colonel on Sunday.
I stopped at the barbecue place in Ortonville and got me some turkey. So I'm having turkey. I can't have chicken. Now, Jesus says no chicken on turkey. No turkey on turkey. Wait. Hold on, Fred. Think. No chicken on Sunday.
Hey, good name for an emo band.
Well, I'm having steak, so...
sorry, I'm back in the driveway. Holy crap, it's nice out. WFSM.
Alpha Bay 8, Fox United. Oh, man, exit 100, Beetle Lake Road, the Moonraker Restaurant, round the dome.
KF8, BOT monitoring.
Oh, you're out about.
My God, why is there so much traffic in the boondocks on 94 heading east, and it's like, I mean, it's moving, but a lot of traffic. People coming home from Chicago or something?
No, welcome to 94. It's normal. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Try again, Eric. You doubled there with Sean.
I was just wondering how everybody's doing. KF8, BOT.
Well, I had to run to the Lapeer office, and now I stopped in Ortonville and got some turkey and some coleslaw, and just coming back into my driveway. Sean had to go all the way to Kalamazoo, and he's coming back across now. So he's dealing with 94.
Yeah, I've got that weird temperature where it's 56. It's just warm enough where I don't really want the window down or the air conditioning on, and it's
probably about
too much.
20 minutes west.
It's got swamp buck going on. So is that TMI?
Went to a little restaurant out there called Country Ranch. Oh my gosh, I'll be back there. They have some amazing food, just for a little hole in the wall restaurant.
Country Ranch, where in Morris?
Yeah, M-O-R-R-I-C-E. It's just a little itty-bitty town. Like I said, it probably was 20 minutes west of Flint on 69.
Yeah, I know where it is. Been there before. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess they have on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 54 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 53 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flint 600. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
KE8MCH.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 52 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 49 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 47 degrees.
KC, YBF, testing James Township, Saginaw.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 47 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 46 degrees.